Heather Clauber's 9-year-old son Rory dreaded school. He was afraid of making mistakes, afraid to be creative, afraid to try. The anxiety over school was so bad it gave him headaches. So it's understandable that Clauber gets a little emotional when she talks about pulling him out of a traditional school system in favor of a nature school.
He came here and it's like a totally different child. I mean, he loves school, he loves learning, he loves being, he's a lot of pride in it, a lot of pride in how far he's come and what he's able to accomplish.
Clauber's son is a student at The Nature of Things, a pre-K through 8th grade private, nature-based elementary school in Nashua. While this is the only nature-based elementary, nature preschools and forest kindergartens are cropping up around the state, including Live and Learn Early Learning Center in Lee, Blue Heron School in Holderness, and the Acorn School on the seacoast. The concept itself is not new. Nature-based schools first took root in Scandinavia in the 1960s before slowly making their way across Europe and started showing up in New England about 5 years ago. David Sobel is on the faculty at Antioch University and says the school decided that the time was right to get involved.
We sensed that there was this emergent tide of people interested in place-based education, especially early childhood education with a nature focus. And then there's also the broader nature and childhood movement.
Over the past year, Antioch University's Department of Education has been holding workshops to teach educators about nature-based programs. The concept is so popular that Antioch is creating a nature preschool education major. And part of the reason for that popularity, says Debbie Gleason, the co-founder of The Nature of Things, is the steady stream of technology kids are ingesting every day.
Time spent outside, okay, is really important to children's development, not just their physical development, but also their emotional development. Nature has a very calming effect on people, and when you're inside with one-on-one electronic media all the time, you're losing that connection to the real world and real people.
Not to mention, in nature, Gleason says, they are allowed to be the scientists they are.
We come into the world taking things apart, picking them up, putting them in our mouth, dropping it. Oh, where'd it go? You know, object permanency. That's all part of the scientific method. We take that away from children. We say, don't touch, don't break it, don't pick it up, put it down, don't put it in your mouth. And then we send them to school and teach them science out of a book.
Electric shock all the way down to the end. The people at the end.
There have been studies that looked at the effects of nature education on the well-being of children. A 1997 study analyzed the outcomes of all the nature schools in Scandinavia since their inception in the late 1960s. The researchers found that those students were absent less often due to illness, had better concentration, and greater motor function. In New Hampshire, the success of these programs are not necessarily tracked by the state, says Patty Ewan, a consultant for the Office of Early Childhood at the New Hampshire Department of Education. Although every school has to meet certain state benchmarks, nature-based programming is an approach, elements of which can be added in varying degrees to any school, class, or curriculum. As approaches go, though, she says, it's appropriate for New Hampshire.
There's a reason a lot of us live in New Hampshire and love New Hampshire and protect it. For New Hampshire, nature-based learning is really sort of a hand-in-glove opportunity between the natural resources and the environment around you and your approach to teaching and learning with children.
Not to mention, says Gleason, kids are still learning reading, writing, arithmetic, science, and social studies, and learning them to state standards. They just do it outside.
When you go into the real world, who cares what facts you know? You need to know how to solve problems. Okay, most careers today are not manufacturing. They have to do with teamwork and problem solving, critical thinking, creative thinking. And really, you can't teach that out of a book.
All right,
play this.
Alex got it.
So for NHPR News, I'm Melanie Plenda.
Except for our line.
Except for your line. Alex comes up.